The Testaments of One Fold and One Shepherd. Accompanying this article are a number of pictures depicting the film. The first picture shows a prophet in the New World foretelling the birth of the Savior. In the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established. The Lord and His prophets have taught throughout the ages. Doctrine and Covenants, section 6, verse 28. Also Doctrine and Covenants, section 128, verse 3. Deuteronomy chapter 17, verse 6, 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1, and Ether chapter 5, verse 4. Thus stand the Bible, a record of Jesus Christ's ministry in the Holy Land, and the Book of Mormon, a record of His ministry in ancient America, both remarkable testaments of the divinity of the Lord Jesus Christ. Focusing on these two scriptural witnesses, the Church has recently produced a new 70mm film, The Testaments of One Fold and One Shepherd. The film presents the message that Jesus Christ is our Savior and the cornerstone of our theology. In the film, the story of Christ's mortal ministry and atonement is told while fictional characters living in the Americas at the time of Christ ponder and prophesy about events of His life and ministry in the Holy Land. The story of the resurrected Christ's visit to the Nephites is also told. Though the New World characters and their dialogue are fictional, they capture the essence of the feelings and testimonies of the people described in the Book of Mormon. The following pictures taken from the film are on pages 34 and 35. A picture of the fictional Helam as a young boy sees the star signaling Christ's birth and then listens as a prophet teaches him and others of the Savior. Another picture of the Savior on the Sea of Galilee. And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, and He saith unto them, Follow Me, and I will make you fishers of men. Matthew chapter 4, verses 18 through 19. A large picture of John the Baptist baptizing the Savior. Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee, and was baptized of John in Jordan. And straightway, coming up out of the water, He saw the heavens opened, and the Spirit like a dove descending upon Him. Mark chapter 1, verses 9 through 10. The path to Christ taken by the New World fictional characters become representative of our own or our own family's journeys. Some of us are like the fictional Helam, who even in the face of great opposition never loses his faith in Christ. Others are like Helam's son, Jacob, who abandons his faith for the things of the world, yet he finds his faith reborn after a period of struggle. Still others of us are like the beautiful Linnea, who though she is raised without belief in the Savior, hears the Lord's prophet and believes. Through the scenes of the Savior's ministry in the lives of these fictional New World persons, we discover a true principle, that it is through our own obedience and sacrifice to the Lord that we can come to treasure Christ's suffering for us and rely on His atonement. Our souls rejoice in the truth that He is the Christ, the Savior of the world, and that through Him all mankind may be saved. The Testaments of One Fold and One Shepherd is shown 9 times daily in the Joseph Smith Memorial Building in the 500-seat Legacy Theater. Now, tickets can be reserved in advance or on the same day by telephoning 1-801-240-4383. Standby tickets are available in the West Lobby. The following pictures round out this article on pages 36 and 37. Another picture of the fictional Helam, seated. He listens as his son Jacob questions him about the prophecies of the Savior's coming. Another picture of the Savior in a synagogue in Nazareth. There was delivered unto Jesus in the synagogue in Nazareth the book of the prophet Isaiah, and He began to say unto them, This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. Luke chapter 4, verses 17 and 21. See also Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 through 3. A picture of the daughter of Jairus laying down. He, Jesus, said unto them, Give place, for the maid, the daughter of Jairus, is not dead, but sleepeth. He went in and took her by the hand, and the maid arose. Matthew chapter 9, verses 24 through 25. Another picture of the Savior approaching a blind man. As Jesus was nigh unto Jericho, a certain blind man cried, saying, Jesus, have mercy on me. And Jesus said unto him, receive thy sight, thy faith hath saved thee. Luke chapter 18, verses 35, verse 38, and verse 42. On pages 38 and 39, a picture of the fictional Jacob praying. The fictional Jacob prays to know if God exists, and he prepares to receive a testimony of Jesus Christ. A picture of Lazarus. And Jesus cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth, and he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes. Jesus saith unto them, loose him, and let him go. John chapter 11, verses 43 through 44. A picture of the Savior as they brought young children to him. And they brought young children to Jesus, and he took them up in his arms, put his hands upon them, and blessed them. Mark chapter 10, verses 13 and 16. A leper coming to the Savior. And there came a leper to Jesus, saying unto him, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus, moved with compassion, saith unto him, I will, be thou clean. Mark chapter 1, verses 40 through 41. Pages 40 and 41. A picture of the fictional Linnea, reading from the Scriptures. The fictional Linnea feasts upon the words of Christ and believes. 2 Nephi chapter 32, verse 3. A picture of the Savior in the Garden of Gethsemane. In Gethsemane, Jesus prayed, Abba, Father, all things are possible unto thee. Take away this cup from me, nevertheless not what I will, but what thou wilt. Mark chapter 14, verse 36. Another picture of the Savior standing outside the sepulchre, looking at Mary. As Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping, Jesus appeared and saith unto her, Mary. John chapter 20, verses 11 and 16. Pages 42 and 43, a picture of the fictional Helam. Viewers are reminded of the true healing power of Christ as they see Jesus bless the fictional Helam. See 3 Nephi chapter 17, verses 5 through 10. A picture of the Savior calling 12 apostles. Jesus ordained 12 men to lead his people in the Americas, and then said to his followers, blessed are ye if ye shall give heed unto the words of these 12 whom I have chosen from among you to minister unto you and to be your servants. And unto them I have given power that they may baptize you with water. 3 Nephi chapter 12, verse 1. The final picture is a picture of the Savior as he appeared to the Nephites. The multitude went forth and did feel the prints of the nails in his hands, and did bear record that it was he of whom it was written by the prophets that should come. 3 Nephi chapter 11, verse 15. End of the article and picture story of the testaments of one fold and one shepherd.